Good morning. Welcome to Day 23 Morning Motivation. This is Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping you live better every day. Do you want to get in better shape faster? Do you want to lose fat and gain muscle in less time than most people work out every day? Well, I'm here to tell you that you can. I know it sounds like an infomercial, but you can work out in less time and get better results than most people you know if you follow a certain training technique called burst training. Burst training, also known as high-intensity interval training, is a training technique in which you do intense period of exercise for 30 to 60 seconds, short bursts of intense exercise for 30 to 60 seconds, followed by 1 to 2 minutes of a rest period or a less intense exercise. So I'll give you an example. Let's say if today you are jogging for 30 minutes at a steady state every single day, you can mix this up and get better results, better cardiovascular results, better strength results, if you actually work out a little bit less, but instead of doing 30 minutes at that same consistent pace, you do 30 to 60 sprints followed by 1 to 2 minutes of less intense jogging. If you do that for 20 to 25 minutes, you'll burn more fat and get stronger and get in better shape than if you were to just do those 30 steady state minutes of jogging. Don't believe me? Well, there was actually a study conducted in the journal called Metabolism, and they compared a 20-week endurance training program to a 15-week burst training program. That's right, people who trained at that steady state endurance training for 20 weeks versus people who did burst training for 15 weeks, 5 weeks less. And guess what? The people who did burst training showed a 9-fold greater fat loss than the steady state group. Now, if you've been paying attention to fitness or exercise for a little while, you probably think that just if you exercise longer, it's actually better, but that's not the case. You know, one of our contributors at Inspire and an incredibly smart nutritionist and fitness expert, JJ Virgin, she talks about burst training a lot. And that's because a lot of her clients are very busy professionals who don't have a ton of time to exercise. And guess what? None of us do. So unless you're a professional athlete, you don't have all day. You probably don't have 2 or 3 hours to train every day. So you want to squeeze as much value out of every minute you're exercising as possible. So how can you do that? Well, we spoke about how you can do that if you're jogging, but what if you do strength training or a different type of exercise? Very simple. Take whatever exercise you're doing and figure out how you can do short bursts of high-intensity exercise followed by a rest period. So that could be maybe your sprint or your burst could be a high-intensity routine at the gym where you go from 3 or 4 or 5 different sets of different exercises followed by a 1 or 2 minute break. And you go right in between those exercises without taking any breaks. Okay, so maybe you go from a bench press to a squat to pull-ups to push-ups, all without any break. You do it as intense as you can, no break in between, get your heart rate pumping, get your muscles working, and then take a 1 minute or a 90-second break. Then do it again. If you do that for 20 to 25 minutes, you'll get in incredible shape. If you know people who do CrossFit, CrossFit is based on high-intensity interval training. They do short bursts of high-intense exercises. Sometimes they incorporate endurance work, but usually it's after they've done the high intensity stuff, and that's the key to the CrossFit workout. So if you want to work out for less time and get better results, incorporate burst training or high intensity interval training into your workouts, and I bet you'll be amazed by the results. That's your assignment for today. Think about how you can include burst training, and we will see you tomorrow on Morning Motivation. Thanks for tuning in.